A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about today's by-elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Ata vota, taenda unovota kuna makiwa akareba. Tangomira zve 20-15 minutes tikabva tatodzoka kudzimba. Zvasiyana nemamwe makore akwa kune masecure akarebesa stereki.
What I knew was there were elections, but when, I don't know, because I once saw a paper saying vote for some Zanu guy, and I knew myself to be a registered voter until the last elections when I went to vote and my name was not on the voter's roll. So today I'm not voting.
Of course, for the benefit of those who are watching us live, the footage we were showing there is from the 2013 elections. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about today's by-elections.
Parliamentary by-elections were conducted in 16 constituencies to fill vacant posts left by expelled ZANU-PF members and recalled Movement for Democratic Change lawmakers amid nationwide reports of a low voter turnout.
But some opposition political parties and independent candidates are already complaining that there was a lot of voter intimidation, and there are also allegations of vote rigging by the ruling ZANU-PF party. And of course, the ruling ZANU-PF party is saying that these opposition parties know that they are going to be defeated resoundingly, and as a result, they are accusing the ruling party of rigging the election. Gibbs,
what do you think about the parliamentary by-elections? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
And of course, we have already started receiving the preliminary election results. What we are hearing from, of course, Wurunga West, I think Wurunga West Gibbs is or was the hotspot, if you might want to call it. If it's in America, you may call it a swing state.
That's right.
But in Zimbabwe, I think there was a lot of violence associated with that particular constituency. Of course, it is pitting former ZANU-PF member Themba Mliskwa and Keith Guza. Mliskwa, of course, was expelled from the ruling party for allegedly backing the expelled Vice President Joyce Mujuru. And what we are hearing from there, these are preliminary results. Mm-hmm. It's Guza is about 281 votes at the moment, and Mliskwa 155. And there's a polling center, it's called Nyawodza. The results that we are also getting from there, Guza is about 80, Mliskwa 58, and these are 2 out of 35 centers in Wurunga West. So we'll continue to update you about those elections. Gibbs.
Yabambe zulukandaba lingalithola njani namhlanje ke sixoxa ngakhonoko okade kukhona ekwele Zimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi bekuvotwa sibili abantu belanda ukhetho lolu okuthiwa ngama-by elections. Yes, sizwile ke ukuthi abantu bebebalutshwane abahambe bavota. Singathi kulezizathu eziningi abanye bathi akulanceda ukuthi bayivota, abanye njalo bathi bebedinga ukudla phela njengoba kungani kuyahlupha kwele Zimbabwe. Ye, esikuzwayo kathesi ukuthi khona ngale eHurungwe lapho kanti kungani kuyatshisa khona. Sizakuthiwa ke kulenye polling station lapho osokubale khona amavoti lapho ke uguza lo ke okade olwisana lomlwisa ethole 281 kuthi ke umlwiswa yena ngwakhe 155. Kube njalo kwenye indawo uguza ungazani ule 80 umlwiswa ule 58. Kungani kuphose nje kukhambelana ukuthi bekulokulwisana kuthize lapha kodwa ke lokho hayi ngosanda ukuthi sikuthole asikatsho ukuthi kuhamba njalo zonke indawo. So sunuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu. Nxa lifuna ukuthi sixhume khona manje nasinombolo 1-202-619-2077. Yey, khuluma nisizwe izulu kandaba. Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitaura nezvenyaya yesarudzo dzemaby election dzanga dzichitwa nasi iko zvino vanenge vatanga munzvimbo dzakawanda kuti vange vachiverenga zvabuda musarudzo iyoyi zvatinenge tanzwa tinenge tichikurumaiwo nzeve zvamunenge manzwawo makasununguka kuti munge muchitiudza tichinzwawo kuti zviri kufamba sei sarudzo dzadzichitwa munzvimbo dzakadai seHurungwe West, Cholocho North, Headlands, Kambuzuma, Lobengula, Pumula, Highfield, Dangamvura, Chikanga, Kuwadzana East, Dzivara Sekwa, Glenview, Harare East, Makogoba, Luveve, Mpopoma. Ndo dzimwe dzenzvimbo dziri kuitwa idzo sarudzo idzo dzikipsi.
I think we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Albert Mhlanga, who is a candidate in Luveve constituency, that is in Bulawayo. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, good evening to all Zimbabweans.
Thank you very much. I think Blessing can start the ball rolling.
And Mr. Mhlanga, what are you hearing from the counting center so far?
We only closing just now. Our old polling agents and the presiding officers closed the door, so there are no results at the moment.
Thank you.
Just a few minutes from there, they haven't actually produced any results.
But are you confident that you are going to win?
There was massive voter apathy. And what I'm learning from the people is that ZANU-PF actually have been actually voting twice. They've been cleaning that thing. You see, on the polling station, there was that no machine which we normally use to check whether you voted. So we'll see the results. But with that voter apathy, normally ZANU takes advantage.
Why is it that people did not come out and vote? Is it because it's midweek? Or, you know, what's the problem?
It is not easy to say what made them not come, because you remember Morgan Tsvangirai has been actually campaigning that they must not vote. But what surprises me, again, ZANU-PF people also did not come to vote. So it's not easy to draw the line why they did not vote. But most of the people you see, especially these vendors, they're busy making their meetings to protect themselves from the army and the police, which actually they promised to remove them from their vending place. The majority are the voters.
Wow, interesting. Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. Do stay on the line. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Maddox Chiwasa, spokesperson of the Opposition National Constitutional Assembly Party, or NCA.
Yes. Mr. Chiwasa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for having us on the program.
Thank you so much. Tell us about what is happening, you know, where you are right now in terms of the NCA. Is it faring good or things are not well?
Yeah, I think since we were quite happy, the elections went on well. We did not have any incident of violence, and that is quite commendable. And what we are now waiting for is the result of that election. So we are quite safe about that. Of course, we are also concerned about the disturbances in Orungwe, although we are not contesting there. But obviously, it's not acceptable, the report that we're getting, that we still have, you know, village headmen directing people to polling stations. We believe that that is quite unacceptable, and ZEC must look into that aspect, because everyone knew that there was a by-election in Urungu. There's no need for anyone to be, you know, commanding people to go to quite unacceptable. So except for that incident, I think everything else is okay, and we're waiting for the results.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chivasa. Rikaitende ku Glenview South, kune vanga vachikwikwidza or candidate for Mavambo Kusile Dawn, Steven Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much, and I would ask you to kindly speak up a bit, Mr. Sibanda. We can hardly hear you. What's happening in Glenview?
There's the issue of vote busting people from Tanzania. Witness to some ladies coming from Tanzania using cooperative sleep to come and vote.
And yes, you are saying that people were using slips. Did you raise concern with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission about this alleged vote rigging?
Yes, we did.
And what was the response?
Yes, we did. They said they're going to take some procedures, but they did nothing fruitful.
But, I mean, how was the voter turnout?
There's voter turnout. Very, very, very low. Average.
Okay, stay on the line, Mr. Spanda Gibbs.
Yeah, back to you, Mr. Spanda. You sound a bit spooked. Is there any problem? Maybe you have already been defeated before the votes are counted, right?
No, results are not yet out.
But you sound to be very low, right?
I'm not yet out.
It was a long day, probably.
Yeah. It's another polling station up to 2 o'clock. The report is about 32 votes.
32 votes?
Hello?
Hello, you are saying just 32 votes?
Yeah, 32 votes by 2 o'clock, since 7 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Sibanda. Do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yes, we Baba Mhlanga. Yeah, nxa sukangela khona pho ukuthi ivota aphathile khona siyakhumbula ngesikhathi izaphu laphana kule ZANU-PF zizo ezazinkulu zombili. Kwakulokunye ongazani kugcina kule vota aphathi uzwe kuthiwa umuntu wine ngamavoti angu 300 abese siya mela abantu. Uyabumela abantu njani kula bantu abayi 30,000 kumbe abathize okumele ngaba kuvotela? Kuhamba njani khonoko?
Into abantu beZimbabwe okufanele bayinanzelele, mina bengijengaba ngukhansila koBulawayo. Lo khansila wakoBulawayo owake wawina nge-7 vote ngaqeda i-term engukhansila opheleleyo, ngoba abanye bengazange besihluphe ngokuyavota. Yikho-ke sikhuluma nje kusasa siyabe sinama-MP angu-21 asephalamenti yeZimbabwe. Kungakhethelekile ukuthi kuzoba vote abantu abayi-30 kumbe abayi-200. Kodwa njengoba sitho ukuthi eZimbabwe kakubalwa lokhu, bazaqhubeka bengabamemba wophalamenti besenza imithetho bebalutshwane nezindlela kabamelanga muntu kodwa babe bekhona. Okuqakathekileyo nje ukuthi ayihlanganise umbono, njengoba ngihlala ngikutsho khonokho ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe kasihlanganisele umbono, sihlangane sibe libandla phose elilodwa eliyi-opposition elizakhipha ihulumende kamgabe, ngoba ihulumende kamgabe yiyo eqilayo kumavoti. Bahlala bekhala over almost is now 40 years bekhala. Yikho kuzaqeda lokho ukuthi sihlanganeni, sihlanganise umbono, sibe le-cardinal eyodwa eqondana lomgabe, kangeka sibike ngaleli.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Mhlanga, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshata. You know what he's saying is that tomorrow there will be 21 MPs that will be elected. And what is surprising is maybe they go to parliament with very few votes, you know, like you are voted by 200 people, 300 people. Like you gave a good example of a councillor in Bulawayo who got 7 votes out of maybe 4,000.
Wow.
It was a councillor for a whole term, you know. And look at it.
Yes. Regai tiende kuna mwemterere leo kutanga wa shinyoka wa rikumbere nguwa makadi. Aiwa tiripo kumberengo kwangu sina kusarudzwa handiti
hayi kwakusina sinoita kungoita makondizishini angu pamaererano nekurungiwe.
Taurai zvenyu.
Maresults andawo mabudisa anga ari pahighest ndeatemba mudiso vari kutoita opposite pamwe. Zvadotanga ipapo ndomatangiro avo.
Aiwa tine ningirikiri ari kubva kuningirikiri kuzeki chaiko haakusi kuti oimi muri kuti henyu ari kubirirwa
ari kutobirwa mureso ipapo kudotanga
saka asi sarudzo idzi
mukangu wapato kubuda zvanopiwa vanenge vadotanga.
Saka zvii zvamunoda kuona zvichiitwa vachinyoka kuti pasaite mutauro panyaya dzesarudzo idzi.
Muriso wakadogara angofishidzirwa nokurohwa kwe wozovana uyu chombo wakagara ainda yekuati sabhuku navanhu vake ngavatungamire mamai achipuwa zvibhuku zvokunyora namanukuze magai vatsigiri vacho kuti mufanira kufamba navanhu vanokuprotektai kuti musa irirwa zvinhu zvose vachingoenda musevhani zanupf ndo zvadotanga zvo vari kutoita izvozvi izvo.
Saka
ndamboza bhilivhi gauni achiti kwanzi papasina zvokuti pana vanhu vanotungamirirwa navatungamiriri kunyepo zvokuti zvinenge zvaitika havagoni kutaura chokwadi vanoramba.
Aiwa
ndonyaya dzacho dziripo ipapo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vachinyoka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Chinyoka is in Mberengwa is saying that the abuse of traditional chiefs is worrying him in most rural constituencies. He is also saying he knows that there is a lot of rigging that is already taking place. He's accusing the ruling ZANU-PF party of rigging the elections. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a mid-day statement issued by the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, and it says that they deployed actually 158 observers for the by-elections, comprising static observers based at some of the ward and constituency coalition centers. In addition, there were 42 mobile observers that were deployed. Now, according to their observations, there were certain trends that they actually identified. One of those was voter intimidation. They indicated that in Headlands and Cholocho there was a lot of that kind of intimidation, and there was passing in of voters in areas like Kambuzuma, Harare East and Headlands. They could see all those kind of things. And in terms of political party agents, they are saying that there were very few political agents from certain parties. And in some cases there was none, you know. And then in Cholocho, for example, the report says only ZANU-PF agents were present in all the polling stations where ZESNI mobile observers have visited so far. Then in terms of voter education, they are saying that some people were turned away because they were bringing the wrong documents, like identity cards. You know, they were just bringing whatever they wanted. So this is surprising. Because imagine, 35 years after independence, maybe there's need for voter education there.
Indeed.
According to these guys. So then police presence, ZESNI notes that the heavy police presence inside and outside the polling stations may intimidate voters. So they're saying this is totally unnecessary. So I think those are the observations.
And of course, just some highlights from, you know, in Zvarasika constituency by about 6 p.m., 6,000 people had actually voted. And in Highfield West, turnout was said to be low. And at one time, only 2,000 people had voted by 2 p.m. In a constituency with about 16,000 people. I think this is what the majority are saying about the low voter turnout.
Mr. Chibasa, imagine a person going to parliament with just a few votes. You know, you get about 100 votes and you are a parliamentarian. What is your comment on that?
You know, look, I think we need to be realistic here. These elections were known to the electorate. It was clear that there were by-elections that were there. So, obviously, it's beyond the control of those candidates. What it only means is that the voters themselves they should take responsibility, and those who decided to stay out of this polls, what they don't realize is that eventually the MP is going to come out of this process, like you are actually saying. It's going to be the MP who is going to be their representative. That is why we encourage people to say it's actually better to participate in this process so that you can contribute in terms of the leader that you want. I mean, what is going to happen is that if the majority wins today, are not going to vote for opposition political parties or independence. What it all means is that ZANU is going to win. So the consequences of not going to go in for something means that we are retaining ZANU-PF, and as far as we are concerned, and we believe that people are convinced that the problem that we have in Zimbabwe, they are coming from ZANU-PF's way of governing. So staying away from the poll will not be an option, but if someone wins with 1,000 votes and they go to parliament, then obviously that's what came out of that contest. And as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong about that, because it's not the problem of those contestants.
But people will say you are part of the problem, Mr. Chibasa. How can we have so many opposition parties in one, let's say one constituency, 10 of them? What do you think you can get out of that?
If you look in our cases, we had actually anticipated that. That's why you see that we are not contesting in all the constituencies. We're just contesting in 9 constituencies out of the 16 constituencies. And the reason why we're in those constituencies was basically because of two reasons. First, because we don't have any financial base as a new political party, so it was impossible for us to be, to have presence in all the 16 constituencies. And one of our reasons also would be to say that where we were not contesting, then other opposition political parties or independents will also capitalize on that. So there was more of some agreement that was not written or even, negotiated with other political parties. But when we set as NCA, the political party, we realized that no, we cannot be in all the constituencies, the 16 constituencies. Why can't we just take, just a few constituencies where we can just make concentration? So it's also up to other opposition political parties to see, what are their strategies to make sure that the votes are not divided.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Of course, I'm complaining about the too many political parties in Zimbabwe, and some are alluding to what the late Professor Masipula Stole once said, that if you leave 3 Zimbabweans, if you take them to the moon, you leave them there, and you come back the next day, they would have formed 4 political parties.
If not 7.
Regatete unemwe mtereri wedu mkoma Victor kuhurungwe. Makadi mkoma Victor.
Aiwa, tiripo zidu makadi yo mkoma.
Aiwa, tiripo tuze kwa kamera se kuhurungwe ndo kwa nguini nyayes.
Tengangu tijeti ni mreza nte siri ra rangu tase kuda kwa u.
Shiruku fapase.
Tijeti ni mreza nte kwete maileke mwaza akadaza kwa mkuna eleke mwaza kwa
Nkoma Victor, taurisa imbichana, atisikunyazo nzuguanana, taurisa itinzu.
Ya tipa jet killing ila ikuwa nasi, ili zanti ya siri, kunu kukongu sa umira za kanaka, tangi kukiru wa, tisangana so kuri bajena. Kutisipambe, nekuti toto si, umitemba uyu, ya toterasi, gato terasi saku, neza yangu itezi, kutaka, kada kukukara era siena nazo zvango siya zvandiri zvitora idza bose hapana chata tumboona akakwadza vanhu vabiriki mahara zvikaita za vanhu vakubirika kachikorwa nemiye kuda kwedza mpfi yo iyi zvande faidi kubva pa nyimba ina chaitsa tipa ndi pfuzi kushuwa vanhu kuno kwa chade zvandiri
asika muka ti vamuliswa vasapinde musarudzo kunenge kusiri kuramwira kunenge kusiri kusiya here chitunha chakarindwa nebere.
Yeah, but isuzu sekuterera kwatikuita sekuona kwatakaita tikanazo tirapfungwa dzakaitwa navapresident Morgan Tsvangirai avakati mareforms ground is not favorable for the election to be done. So it's not Zimbabwe, sevana Zimbabwe, this is not right time for yekuti vana veZimbabwe election itwe kwene chitinzi yekuti you know
tarisiwa ni wana Zimbabwe kutisha kulisa upinyu wana wa Zimbabwe asikuwa tuona wati election ni gerwe borra katambwa kare ani ini hindi jilene so there's nothing new we shall wait for but as a tuku kuna nteo tutuwa kutisiba na Zimbabwe itake ma new reforms ma new reforms kwe kuti ma simba of this of the job wana Zimbabwe huo ita kuzijavo kuti zepeo una kuno kwa chombo wati nita masabogu nekuti sabogu ada yutimba mulisi kwa sabogu ochi nizirwa tona zikuti vatimba mulisi kwa vera mbizo kambina tona zikuti jini zikuti unuwa suna tivani waka roa masabogu mbo kidi nekwa hini zetika kuno kurunguwe kwa tina kwa wati Zimbabwe wana Zimbabwe zeta sunguga kwa kusunguka kwa wana Zimbabwe kuna wada kuti mareformu zioya kutatisa kuti wana EU atitatisa kena utongi wacho ujikere wesadi kutu mkuru wesadi ano tatisa zagadaro jichiti kamudu umati atitatisa kuti zini kuti election yacho ino guaraka naga kwa wana Zimbabwe zitatisa kuti election reformu zimbabwe kwa kamizingo wana Zimbabwe constitution ya teka vote na muna tuto yendeti yoi tukwa nungi yena kuhuni kwa teka idapa constitution ya teka vote ya ipi nungi ya zozo zutu wana Zimbabwe tifara nungi Zimbabwe yedi
tinotenda mkoma Victor tlauti chore wa mwatere asi tinotenda ndofunga tanzwa pfungwa dzenyu tinotenda shukuru
okay
of course Victor is in Urungwe West he's saying he's a member of the MDCT and he's saying there was no need for any party to contest these elections without reforms. And he's saying that is why there's a lot of violence. So he's saying the election was an exercise in futility. We have some messages, Gibbs, on WhatsApp. First, we have Da Vinci, who says, obviously, these elections are meant to send a signal of intimidation ahead of the 2018 elections, thanks to these bogus candidates. Then Mnyaradzi says, I did not vote because my party did not participate. Edson says, I don't see the importance of participating in such elections as the results are known and are the same. What we said no yesterday is still on the table today. And then we also have Mnyaradzi arikuti kuvotera ZANU PF iyo yave nemakore ichivimbisa vanhu uye kuuraya vanhu pasina mhosva kurega kuvota zviri nani Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Mr. Spanda. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still there.
Now there's a danger here if you guys are participating in these elections for people if, as we are hearing from the ground they'll call you some ZANU PF construct because they are saying that you are being used to justify the holding of these by elections. What is your reaction to that?
No, we are not ZANU PF agents. We are a political party. We are but in Paris, you know, I think that Morgan Tsvangirai was right as it was in my by-election. The ground is not even level, neither say. I don't see when we are in my elections, can I take a ground that I 2018? Then, if you want to make more chance, I'm going to ask people, intimidation. Imagine polling station cutting men and men police outside men police. What the people of the policemen inside the polling station?
Just hold on there. I think we'll take a break and then come back again.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, it's live talk. And we are talking about by-elections. And unfortunately, for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.